Welcome to Jess Williamson, the podcast where we build businesses for life. Welcome back to part two of the Wealthy Woman series. I am glad you're here because I am on a mission to make you the wealthiest woman you know, to help you claim that next level wealth and that next level of income, no matter where you are on your journey. So last week kicked off part one. If you missed it, make sure you go back and listen to part one, because each week we are building upon the foundations that we've built in the previous episodes. Now, before I dive into today's episode, which is going to be a juicy one because it is the number one reason why I see women not claiming the wealth that they should be claiming. And so I'm going to unpack all of that. Just you wait. But before we dive in, I want to encourage you to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, share the series with them, whether you share it via the link, or if you share it on your social media, make sure you tag me at jess.williamson8. So that we can get this in the hands of more women, so that we can all rise up together. And I am still giving you 50% off my high ticket leader course, which is going to help you really step into your high ticket leader, help you craft your offer, your messaging, your marketing. And of course, we dive deep into the mindset behind all of that as well. So the link is in the show notes. There is a special code just for you so that you can get 50% off. Okay, let's get straight into it. Let's not waste any time. So, I want to know before we dive in, right now, do you have a goal to increase your income? I'm going to assume that you just said a big old yes, because otherwise, why the heck are you here? But if you said no, look, this episode is still going to be for you because it is time to claim your wealthy woman era. Now, here's the deal. Often, you might be looking for the next hot marketing strategy or overanalyzing your 50-step funnel that'll finally get you to that next income level. But I have a secret that I want to let you in on. The biggest thing standing in your way of your next level income is it's you. You are the only thing standing in your way of that next level. The actual steps and strategy is so damn simple when we break it down, but it doesn't always mean easy, right? Because we are the ones blocking that next level, and sometimes there can be a little bit of internal resistance towards that. Right now, I would also have a pretty good guess that you probably know exactly what that next move needs to be. Maybe it's increasing your price. Maybe it's letting go of misaligned clients. Maybe it's launching a high ticket offer. And I see so many business owners stay stuck in their business and this resentment starts to build, and it's this cycle of burnout and then procrastination. And it's happening because you're afraid to make the moves that you think you're either not allowed to make or simply just procrastinating taking action out of fear. So if you've ever felt a level of resistance or fear behind claiming your next level income, particularly around pricing, I want you to remember this one thing. It's your business. Just in case you forgot that little fact. It's your business and you can do whatever is going to serve you best, which ultimately is going to serve your clients best too. So in business, it's going to start with unearthing those subconscious fears, that ego, that self-sabotage, and being deeply honest around how we are keeping our own selves stuck. And don't you worry, I have been there many times as well. But before we can actually start making those big moves in business and create that huge overflowing success, it really is starting with us and the person that we need to become to be able to create that success that you desire. I want to know, at some point, have you ever said to yourself, what if they can't afford it? My audience wouldn't pay that. I feel greedy for charging these high prices. Or what if people think I'm a scammer? And maybe you've even put a ton of pressure on yourself to perform. Maybe you've even increased your prices in the past and you faced those challenges. And then you probably put it back down, went back into that comfort zone, right? Now, I actually see there are four main narratives or beliefs that I see holding women, especially, back from finally charging what they should be. And I'm going to bust these myths right here. And these four are ones that I have worked through with my clients time and time again. So chances are you're going to resonate with at least one of them, if not all of them. So number one, the belief of what if they can't afford it? Or if I increase my price, my audience won't pay that. Have you ever felt that before? What if they can't afford it? My question to you is, what makes you think you have that much power over deciding what someone else can or can't afford? It's wild when we break it down. But we know that these thoughts come up stemming from a fear of rejection. We're not actually worried if they can afford it or not. We're worried about the rejection, and you actually have no power over how someone spends their money. So we need to let that go and let our audience be the self-led, incredible people that they are. Because the reality is there are people out there who can afford you. And your role is to show up, charge the prices that you need to be charging, and market yourself to the fullest. That's it. And often, when I've worked with clients, when they have had people tell them, hey, I can't afford it, hey, your price is too high, often it has been a reflection of their own fears being projected onto their audience. And then, of course, their audience aren't able to meet them at that higher standard, at that higher level, because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever you believe, of course, then becomes reality. And if you're talking down to your audience, they're going to say, hey, I can't afford this, actually. So the way I see this belief, rather than the focusing on our own fear of what if they can't afford it, what if they reject me, if you're truly about supporting and empowering women, then you need to stop discounting your prices and stop assuming that they can't afford it. What if we actually went into every sales conversation or marketing discussion with the assumption that our audience can afford it? How empowering is that? So by charging what you need to be charging, by marketing yourself to the fullest, that in itself, you get to be an example and a role model for other women. But also the third piece is assuming that your audience can afford it. Imagine how your words would change. Imagine how your energy changes towards those people that you're having those discussions with. Because you don't know. You have no idea someone's financial situation. And when you start assuming that they can afford it, guess what? People start actually being able to afford you. So you need a shift first. So that's number one. Number two, if you've ever said you don't necessarily want to increase your price, or you feel this level of guilt with telling people your price, or even more than that, having a fear that if you charge high-end prices, people might think you're a scammer. I actually had an incredible session with an incredible new client the other day, and one of her biggest fears was this. She thought, okay, Jess, I want to build this business. I want to do this incredible work that I know I'm here to do and impact the world in a big way, but I really want to make sure that I don't do it in a scammy way, that I don't do it in a spammy way. I don't want people to see me as that. Now, what I want to say to this fear is not actually a bad thing, because the reason you have this fear is because your biggest value is probably around integrity and providing value to your clients. It means you care, and that's amazing. But what's not great is playing smaller than you should be just so that no one can potentially see you or perceive you as a scammer or as greedy. The reality is you can't control how people perceive you. Regardless of how cheap or expensive your damn price is, there is going to be someone who is going to think you are greedy or a scammer. And if you're putting yourself out there and making your impact in a big way, it's a given. The way to overcome this fear, though, is not to rationalize it. Like, oh, but that's just their opinion. I know I'm not a scammer. Because really what that's doing is continuing to almost reject the part of you that could potentially be seen as a scammer. And the more we try and avoid being seen as a scammer, the more we subconsciously play small, the more we subconsciously filter ourselves, the more we subconsciously don't put our prices out there so no one could see you in that sense. But instead, what we need to do is love on that part of you, the part of you that could be seen as guilty, the part of you that could be seen as a scammer. And it's like healing your inner child. But what we're doing is we're healing and reintegrating those shadow sides of ourselves that we have rejected and that we decided at one point or another along our journey that those parts of us are wrong. Because the thing is, you know you have integrity, otherwise you wouldn't have these fears, right? The people who don't worry about looking like a scammer are actual scammers, right? So you know you've got integrity, you know your heart's in the right place, but in order to feel truly safe in playing this big game and overcoming this fear is to just accept it within yourself. Show that part of you. Like, I love that part of me that could be seen as greedy, because you know what? That means that I'm charging my worth and I get to be that example for others who want to rise up together. Now, number three is almost this sense of pressure that you put on yourself when we go through a price increase. So maybe you've thought to yourself, okay, if I increase my price, that's going to be a lot of extra pressure to perform and to meet that standard. Now, this is the subconscious fear that comes with increasing your prices. It's almost like I need to show them it's really valuable then. I need to add more value. I need to do more or be more if I'm going to increase my price. And one of my amazing clients, she did a price increase when she first came to me because she was severely undercharging. And she started to go out. She was like, okay, I can do this. Change the price. But what she started to face was a whole lot of procrastination, a whole lot of resistance, a bit of self-sabotage. She was avoiding selling or telling anyone her price. And every sales conversation she had, she reverted to discounting or reducing her price or telling them a smaller price. And now when our behavior goes against what we know we want to be doing, we need to dig a little bit deeper to see what is happening under the surface. So when we dug deeper, we unearthed this belief that she was creating a ton of stress and pressure on herself to perform to an unrealistic level, or there was no level. It was just this pressure. And maybe you felt that before, right? Where charging higher prices feels more stressful. But guess who creates that stress? Guess who's created that pressure? It's you, just in case. It's you. It's ourselves, basically. And with that realization alone, she was able to shift into more grounded energy, focus on the value that she was already providing, and let go of some of that pressure that she was putting on herself, because she already knew she was providing an incredible offering, an incredible level of service. And while we can always improve, it's about saying who I am and what I'm providing right now is enough. Now, if you're charging high prices and under-delivering and not meeting the standards, that's a whole nother conversation. But right now, like, I know that all of you listening have integrity in the work you do. And I also know that most of you are undercharging. And I know that the work you do is changing people's lives, which you cannot ultimately put a price on, but you need to be getting paid accordingly, right? I even remember the first time I did a price increase, my mind immediately went to, if I'm increasing the price, then what else can I add? What else can I just add in? Like throw in bonuses, throw in extra things, when in fact I was already way over delivering and it was time for a price increase. And I knew that the price had to increase, but then when I did the actual step of increasing the price, my mind then went into what else can I add so that they see the value. But it's not always about adding more. Think about it. If you can get someone the same transformation in 3 minutes when everyone else is delivering it in 3 hours, or you have to watch 50 different videos to get the same transformation, which one are you going to pay more for? It's not always about adding more. It's about seeing the value or the transformation that you're already providing. And until you see this, you're going to continue to undervalue yourself and be stuck in this pressure zone of feeling like you need to perform or need to prove your value, or you're over-delivering, or you're working extra hours to try and prove this. Now, I'll give you a bonus tip with this, because 90% of this is the inner work, but there's also some practical things that you can do to make sure that you counteract this as well. And my bonus tip is that setting clear boundaries with your clients around the deliverables and the boundaries is going to really help you not feel like you need to over-deliver from a place of scarcity or fear, because this way your client and yourself are both already on the same page with your expectations from day one. This is key, because we can work on the internal work, but if you haven't communicated that to the client, then chances are they may have unrealistic expectations. So I always communicate this from day one. So it's time to see your value and what you're already providing. Number four is, what if I lose clients? And the thought of rejection or missing out on a job gives you a level of anxiety, right? But the way I see it is, if you're undercharging with the hopes of just keeping those clients, then sometimes resentment starts to build. When you're not being paid accordingly, there's this energetic exchange that no longer feels fair, because you've either got now new clients on a much higher price and you haven't updated the price from your old clients, or you're continuing to undervalue yourself, and therefore that undervaluing of yourself is then being projected onto the client and building resentment. But your ideal customers are going to be more than willing to pay your prices and the value and the offerings that you have. They already see that. And if you're ready for a true level up, for a true shake up, sometimes that means being okay with letting go of misaligned clients, to allow the space to grow and for new clients to come in. Now, sometimes in your mind, you might be thinking, you know what, I'm happy to take a little bit less because I love this client. I'm happy to charge them less because they respect me. I'm happy to charge them less because they've been loyal. And while that's okay to an extent, what you're really telling yourself is that by charging higher prices, I'm going to get painful clients. What if they were the most dreamy, respectful, incredible clients? I remember when I was charging $100, which was wild, by the way, but when I was charging $100, I consistently had painful clients, nightmare clients who expected me to reply to them at 2 a.m., even though I'd set boundaries, and they'd expect the world. They would project all of their problems onto me as if I am their savior, I am their only hope, and they weren't willing to do the work. Now, when I have clients enter my world, they are so incredibly self-led. They come to me when they need to, but they know that ultimately they are the ones here to do the work. And you know what? They get the results. Those clients that I was working with at $100 were not getting results either, and it was a hell of a nightmare time for me. But when you raise your standards, you allow people to come and meet you up there with them. It's up to you to believe what you want to believe. And if you want to believe that you can attract your dream clients who already see your value, who are ready to pay those prices, who don't expect you to over-deliver when you've communicated those boundaries clearly, then it's up to you to decide. Because I know it is so possible. I have not only achieved this myself, but I've also worked with so many incredible female business owners to do the same. And there's a level of ease, peace, security when you're earning the income, working with dream clients, and having space in your day to look after yourself. This is the key. But while you continue to let these beliefs win, these limiting beliefs, these fears, you're actually actively choosing to say no to what could be. Next week is part three of this three-part Wealthy Woman series, and I am going to be sharing with you how to actually communicate a price increase without losing clients, and that's actually going to attract those dream clients who already see your value. And when you communicate in this way, you are going to have clients actually thanking you. So I will see you on next week's episode for part three.